You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Child Poverty Action Group has launched a series of papers to highlight the problems children face living in food insecure households. The papers highlight new research by the Auckland City Mission, which estimates that at least 500,000 people are experiencing food insecurity on a regular basis in Aotearoa, New Zealand. That is around 10% of the country's entire population. CPAG's papers are calling on the government to make changes to ensure that all New Zealanders have access to food resources to eliminate food insecurity. I spoke to Dr. Rebecca Graham, who wrote a paper for the CPAG series. Her paper details some of the realities and responses to hunger faced by everyday New Zealanders doing their best to get by on insufficient incomes. I began by asking her to tell me what food insecurity and the papers are all about.
One of the things we realised when we were discussing with Child Poverty Action Group is that there's several of us working in the area, but we all have a slightly different take given the nature of our research. So Elaine has quite a good understanding of some of the statistical occurrences that are happening in that broader, big picture understanding at a more national level. I've done quite a lot of work about the individual experiences of people and what that's actually like on the ground every day. And then Sarah Gerritsen obviously has done work around sort of the nutritional impacts and how that impacts on children. And this was really a way for us to come together and start to say collectively, this is something that's affecting our whole country and we need to do something about it.
So can you explain what food insecurity is in New Zealand?
Sure. There's lots of definitions people use, but the one we've used refers to the inability of people and families to consistently be able to resource or access enough food regularly in socially acceptable ways in order to feed themselves and their family sufficient food for health and well-being.
Now, what I understand that in the report there is a sort of an explanation of what that food insecurity looks like for New Zealanders at the moment. Could you explain what that is?
Sure. So for a lot of families, this stuff is really hidden. They don't necessarily, it's not necessarily obvious. You can't look at someone necessarily and go, oh, they're experiencing food insecurity. And because of that, it's quite stressful. And so what happens in a family where there's not quite enough money or there's an unexpected bill, it impacts on the food budget. And when that impacts on the food budget, you've got less money for food. And so to start with, what you do is you just stretch out what you've got. You might spend less at the supermarket. You might eat up, you know, the lentils you've got hiding in the back of the cupboard because nobody wants to eat them. You might go without as a parent. Often it's the mother, not necessarily, but it's often the parents go without first. So they will cook a meal and serve the children and then they'll have a smaller portion themselves. Or they'll do things like, oh, I'm not that hungry tonight, I'll just have toast later. And so that is often what happens to start with. And as it gets more and more difficult and increasingly there's less and less in the pantry, increasingly the parents are going without more often, and that is when people start to access perhaps a food bank, or they might go in and see WINS and say, look, we're having trouble. And we've grown a very punitive welfare culture, and what a lot of people talked to me about particularly was that I went to Work and Income, as it's called now, and they declined me and I was in real need and I didn't know what to do. So when that happens, that is when people get really stressed, and support from other people is really helpful. But again, as it goes on, that support erodes because there's only so much your friends can help you or only so much your family members can help you because of their limited access to resources. And that's when people start to access what we call the socially unacceptable ways of sourcing food, because they literally run out of options.
So why does this issue exist? Why has it arisen? Is it something that's sort of recently become a bigger problem than it has in the past, or is this something that has been going on in New Zealand for a long time?
If we think right back to around about the 80s when benefit levels were cut. And that was when we started to see the rise of food banks, because people on benefits or welfare had insufficient money to live on, and that forced them into having to access food from food banks because that was literally all the options they had available. And that has been ongoing since then. One of the things about food insecurity that is, I use the word interesting, it's not that interesting, but that happens is it bubbles away under the surface for a while. And so, you know, often when people don't have enough money to live on, the food budget's the one that gets cut. And you can kind of make that work for a little while. You can make ends meet for a little bit by spending less on food. But if you're spending less on food, and then you're spending less on food, and then you're spending less on food, you reach a point where there's just no more. You've used up all those extras. You've used up all the resources. You've used up all the things that you might have had in your back pocket for when you needed it. And that is what we're starting to see now in New Zealand, is all these families that have just stretched and stretched and stretched and made ends meet, they're at breaking point. There's just no more resource to stretch out. And that's why we're starting to see so many numbers now saying, we need help. You know, we've got no food in the house. What do we do? How can we make that better? And for me, the solution's quite obvious. It's give people food, make sure that they're resourced sufficiently, make sure that if someone comes in to work and income and needs a food grant, that we give them the full amount to which they're entitled to. It's that sort of, you know, being a bit more generous and kind with what we resource people with.
Now, just to expand on that as what needs to change in New Zealand. I mean, you just mentioned that, you know, giving people more food, which seems blatantly obvious, giving people more food, giving them the option to actually be able to use the resources at WINS. How is that actually going to happen? Is that something that's an easy fix, or is that actually much more of a process and it's going to be difficult to get the government to commit to a change like this?
So the child, a little while ago, the Welfare Expert Advisory Group produced a report that had several recommendations in it. And if we implemented every single one of those recommendations, if we implemented everything in the report, that would have made a significant difference almost overnight. And the current government elected to implement three of those implementations. So it was a little step forward. And my concern is that the government's been quite cautious, and unfortunately people are really needing a lot more than a little cautious, gentle step forward in addressing this. There has been movement, particularly within MSD, towards creating a welfare culture that's a lot more supportive of people and a lot more how can we assist you rather than seeking to decline people benefits. So again, a little cautious step forward. We could certainly progress that throughout New Zealand and throughout every single work and income centre. One of the things that has stuck with me when I did my research so much was a young mum who had a new baby, and she went in for help from work and income, and the first thing they did to her when they looked at her file was say, oh, you haven't named the father of your baby. We're going to cut your benefit by $25 a week. And that was just heartbreaking for her because she was already on the edge and already struggling. And to go in for help and have the first thing do is to be penalised was just absolutely undid her.
And I suppose, I mean, a lot of people would say that sort of situation seems surprising in a place like New Zealand, that sort of thing is going on every day for people.
There's been a real cruelty towards people on benefits or beneficiaries, and there's a attitude that we need to hurt them and punish them and be cruel to these people in order for them to find paid work, in order for them to get out of needing welfare for support. And that is just not it. It's based on some quite fallacious belief systems And actually, what the research tells us is that if we do want people to transition into paid work, the best thing we can do for that is support them while they're in need.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.